God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. About a mile east of Bill Rice Ranch, on the left, is a grove of trees that are nondescript. They're right off the road, Highway 96. Inside that grove of trees, if you could hike in a little ways, you'd find a house literally melting into the ground, along with a barn and some other outbuildings. My uncle, Pete, used to live in that house, and before he lived there, Archie Macon, our old farrier, horseshoer, lived there, and Uncle Pete bought the house from Mr. Macon's widow. Before Archie Macon, I don't know. I do know, if I remember correctly, that the original living room of that house, that frame house, was actually made of logs, and the fireplace was a hand-cut stone fireplace. Before that, the natives. Before that, people that probably aren't even known to history. What is my point? My point is we are not the first to be here, and we will probably not be the last. And that's just a perspective that we don't generally have. Here on the Bill Rice Ranch, there's Scales Mountain. And in my mind, it's always been here. I've always been here. We have the copyright on that mountain, and yet there are people buried on that mountain, the Haynes family, who were living on this property, which is now the Bill Rice Ranch, back when George Washington was president, or at least they were alive when George Washington was the president. Most of us never stopped to consider who lived in our house before we did, or if we're the first occupant, who lived on that property before we did, before it was a state, before America was a country, before we would be recording what was going on. You see, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Psalm 24 tells us. And because that's true, whatever you have, you can trust Him with your lot in life. Israel is being allotted Canaan, and each of the tribes was given a certain lot. That is a parameter, boundaries that define a certain part of that land. And you can trust God with your lot in life, whether it's money or time or life itself. In verse 7, the Bible says, "For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee, thou hast lacked nothing." Moses is recounting to these people the fact that God had given them everything they needed. And God has given us boundaries. He's given us everything we need because God is good. He's given us boundaries. You know, the days of our life are hemmed in. The very waters of the earth are given boundaries. Our abilities are given boundaries. Our money is within boundaries and so on. The Bible says in this chapter, God giveth, begin to possess, that thou mayest inherit. That is the basic ethic. Now, here's what's interesting. On a couple of occasions, God said, this particular piece of property, for instance, the land of Seir, I've given that to Esau. Don't bother with them. And in another case, I've given this land to the descendants of Lot. Don't bother them. And then God says something very interesting in verses 19 down through about verse 23. He says, before Lot was there, there was another people there. And before they were there, there was another people there until they were succeeded and others dwelt in their stead. In other words, there were people living on the plot of ground you were living on long before you were there, and there may well be people you'll never know who will be there after you are there. Your very life, the days of your life, have limits. Your abilities are within boundaries. Your money is within boundaries. It is finite. And that's not bad, because the earth belongs to God. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And here's what that means. It means you can trust Him with your lot in life, whether it's great or small. Sometimes you may think, well, I've just got a little, but they have a lot. Well, all of us have some lot, some boundaries of possession, your days, your abilities, your sphere of influence, your location for living, your money. Now, here's what I would say in balance to that. I think it's fine to improve upon it. You know, later, Joshua was talking to some tribes that were complaining that they did not like their lot. And Joshua said, if you don't like your lot, then go chop some trees down. Make it a lot that you do like. When you think about the land of Canaan, in that land, there were plains, there were mountains, there were coastal areas, and no two were exactly the same. And so, the stewardship of the 12 tribes, each of them was different. And you know what? Your stewardship is different. You don't own it. You steward it. There were people who were here before you were here. There are people who will be here long after you're gone. And that's why verse 7 is so heartening, because God's blessed you. He knows you. He knows you're walking through the wilderness. He knows that, and He's been with you. You have lacked nothing. Today, it may well be that you would be appropriate to ask God to expand your opportunities. It may be that you need to improve upon your opportunities. But whatever you do, you need to accept what you have as a gift, as a stewardship. At the end of the day, your lot in life is not an imposition. It is an opportunity.